AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden has lobbed the first shot of what's to be a bigger battle with the Republican-led House. Sagar Magani explains.
The president's issued his first veto, looking to kill a GOP-authored bill that would have effectively reinstated a Trump-era ban on federal retirement plan managers considering things like climate change when making investment decisions. The veto is likely to stand and is an early sign of how the president will deal with House Republicans intent on undoing parts of his policy legacy. But it also serves as an olive branch of sorts to environmentalists who were upset by the administration's recent approval of a massive oil drilling project in Alaska. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge has paused Biden administration waterway protections in Texas and Idaho as Republicans across the country challenge the environmental regulations as vague. They argue the rules would create economic burdens. A New York grand jury is hearing from final witnesses in the investigation into Donald Trump over hush money paid during his 2016 campaign. They include Robert Costello, a lawyer who had a falling out with Michael Cohen, Trump's fixer and the star witness in the investigation. Meantime, New York City law enforcement officials have accelerated security preparations in advance of a possible indictment. The latest criminal trial in connection with the Capitol riot has resulted in the convictions of four people associated with the Oath Keepers.
A Washington, D.C. jury found four defendants guilty of conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding and other federal charges. Two other defendants were acquitted. Conspiracy to obstruct Congress and obstruction of Congress both carry a sentence of up to 20 years behind bars. Monday's verdict came as the government rested its case in the Capitol riot trial against former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio and four lieutenants. Norman Hall, Washington.
This is AP News. Labor laws passed in some states that employers must include pay ranges when posting a job appear to be helping job seekers across the country. Jackie Quinn has more.
Employers across the country have begun adopting more transparency in their hiring ads to stay competitive with companies in states that require it. Advocates say that benefits women and people of color, who statistically don't fare as well as others during hiring negotiations. The job site Indeed.com says twice as many companies, 43%, posted the pay scale in their ads last month compared to 3 years ago. Big companies, including Microsoft, Citigroup, and Google, have committed to posting salaries nationwide. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And on Wall Street today, financial stocks were among the many to rise. The Dow had the biggest gain, 382 points or 1.2%. The S&P gained 0.9%. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.